Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Amtang.
Welcome to Wrestling Fan Reaction Podcast, exclusive to Podbean. Also now on Spotify. Don't forget to hit the follow and don't forget to click the... But now, it's time. And check out all social media links via Linktree on the link below, including OnlyFans. I'm just kidding. He does not have an OnlyFans. Where his world brings you close to your world, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome your host.
Please welcome.
Gavin Gavinots Fletcher for today's upload.
All right. It's my time to shut up. I've earned my money. He does it for free.
Hi guys, welcome to this upload for you today. Thank you ever so much as always. I just want to say to everyone of you guys that sorry for the lack of uploads whilst my cat is deciding to walk it across my phone whilst I'm trying to talk to you guys, trying to get my attention, the little cheeky shit. But I just want to say to you guys is that I didn't get a chance to talk about this, and quite honestly, I want to sit down and talk to you about it. That, obviously, with another thing today, Bryan Danielson's getting a lot of flack at the moment for recent events, what's actually happened, what actually came out on social media. I take it as a pinch of salt, but I just want to actually give me an intake if this is true. Obviously, he's the guy behind CM Punk getting fired. I'm not being funny. I'm not being bitter or anything about CM Punk getting fired. Sorry. I'm not bitter at all. I'm not funny. I'm 41. I can't get bitter over shit like that. Little petty shit. You know? End of the day, he got fired. He's gone back to WWE. Live with it. Deal with it. You know? And then recently, Bryan Danielson is apparently in charge of fines if people outburst certain things on social media that does not appeal to AEW standards. I just want to say to everyone out there, finally, there's something about this that I really like about it. You know, if you're not happy about it, just take it to higher ups, not blast it on social media. Prime example, I work in an industry that, fair enough, if there's something that's not, I'm not happy with, I'll literally tell the person straight. I will. But I don't go out and blast it on social media. I'm not saying that's ever happened to me. I'm just saying in general, before anyone jumps down my throat and everything, I'll just take it higher ups. I was just showing an example. And It's weird to think that with this happening with the likes of Bryan Danielson, I'm glad he's actually doing it. You know, because things need to tighten up when it's in certain aspects towards professional wrestling. And I'm glad that they're actually doing something like this, because it makes the company seem more professional. I'm not saying if it is or isn't, but it's a good way of doing business. You know, if it's to do with not having an ear time, it's not all fair enough. You as a wrestler have built up your brand, fair enough, but if you don't deserve ear time, you don't deserve ear time. You know, I'm not saying this in a bad light or anything, but end of the day, we know that wrestling is dominated by the male gender. Some aspects, I hope it was dominated by the female gender. You know? Or trans or whatever. You know? You've got to earn your spot in the wrestling world. You don't demand it on social media because you're not happy that you don't have promo time. You know? I don't get in people's mentality that think they deserve something over someone else, that they're happy with their product, what they've actually produced recently. You know, I've always believed in that, and it's like, it just angers me, you know, when it feels like that. But the thing is, like, if you're working with AEW, you can work other places. Don't know why I'm yawning, guys. Probably because I've just been flat out working. But I digress on that. But it's just, you need to earn your spot in the wrestling world. You pay your dues. But, you know, it's just, I can't get my head around it. It really does. Because it don't help when you see wrestlers do that. Then you get fans giving the company backlash for something that they shouldn't get backlash for. But it just feels like within this past year, I feel like, I'll admit it, since All In, you know, with the ticket numbers and situation like that, that it annoys me. It really does. I feel like AEW are getting a lot of shit for they shouldn't really get shit. You know? And I mentioned this about ticket sales. You know, end of the day, I'm going to be All In ticket now. I'm happy. You know? You're not forced to go to any company. You choose to spend your hard-earned money. But it really frustrates me. It really frustrates me. Every time when I log into social media that someone's out there to have a dig towards AEW. But wrestling fans want an alternative. Yeah, fair enough, I'll admit it. The honeymoon period technically is over for AEW. You know, I admitted in a past upload and I'll admit it now. One of their biggest regrets, more than getting rid of CM Punk, even though CM Punk technically put buttons in seats, but technically didn't at the same time. I think one of the biggest commodities and competitors or wrestlers, superstars, whatever they got rid of, whatever you want to class it as, biggest regret, I would say, them losing Cody Rhodes, you know? I feel like, yeah, WWE capitalized on Cody Rhodes to the point. That's about it. But if they do him the road to WrestleMania, etc., all over again, fair enough. You're doing it again at WrestleMania. Him versus Roman Reigns or him versus Seth Rollins. You know? And I do admire, the reason why I say I admire Cody's work ethic, fair enough, he's gone back to WWE. I'm not bitter over that. I'm not bitter of CM Punk going back. But with the likes of Cody Rhodes going back to WWE, right? That's why I say AEW was the biggest. That was one of the flaws that AEW did, right? I'll say this. But I didn't tweet my discomfort about it, if you know what I mean. Because when Cody Rhodes was in charge of booking, they were trying a lot harder. You know, I admit, week to week, I obviously, like, I've admitted this. Even though if I had work or not work or anything, I used to technically, this was like, I could fit it around my work schedule to watch AEW. You know, I love AEW. I love all professional wrestling. But when you think about it, guys, that when Cody was booking the shows, they tried a lot harder when they had something up against them. The likes of NXT, they tried so much harder to the point where nowadays it feels like sometimes you are throwing matches out of pay-per-view caliber, but with no build. Fair enough, I've not watched it yet. Adam Copeland versus Christian. But it was a good match, but shit ended. Right? You could have built that up as a pay-per-view match. But the problem is with AEW, I feel, and I would say this, honestly, when I look at the way they do this, they book certain matches that are pay-per-view caliber, but then you end up booking it as a pay-per-view match later on. Yeah, I know long-building storylines, I get that. But what I don't get is why do it? Because I feel like if you are building up pay-per-view caliber matches, use them pay-per-view caliber for the first time, not the second time. You know, yeah, granted, I'm looking forward to watching MJF versus Samoa Joe at World's End if I do get to watch it live. You know, I've not even watched the last pay-per-view yet, Full Gear yet. That just shows you how busy my work schedule is. But it just, I feel like you should build up, if you are built. There was a lot of talk, obviously, for more pay-per-views per year. And I feel like somewhat that would hurt AEW. But they could do it because they do TV specials. You know? And just build that match up for a pay-per-view. Don't put it on free-to-air TV, then sort of do the repercussion of it later on, like on the other one. I know I went a bit off-topic what I was on about. But that's what I mean about earning your spot, and obviously biggest regret I feel like AEW did. You know, and that's just me being honest. And going back to the topic in hand, that I feel like wrestlers should not outburst certain things on social media, because it makes that, because you know full well people are going to be negative towards AEW, you know, and they shouldn't really. And that's just me being honest with you. Because I wouldn't like to see someone out of work. Because they've built up their own brand to get signed. And then they don't get airtime. Just tell the people that are fucking booking the shows. No, tell Tony Khan. I'm sure he's some way or form understanding guy. You know? But wrestling is a business, and you're a part of that business, and you're making your own business, if you know what I mean. You built up your brand, what you've known for. But don't blast it on social media, for fuck's sake. But that's just my honest opinion. So, guys, I want to talk about something that really caught my eye within the past 3 days. Physical media. I'm a fan of physical media. I make my own physical media for my own use. Not to sell or anything, but for my own use. When I found out WWE Home Video ceases to exist and the last release will be Crown Jewel 2023, it kind of dumbfounds me about that. You end on Crown Jewel. At least, I repeat, at least end the last one of the pay-per-view of the year. Is TLC still on the... I don't even know if TLC or you're just building towards the Royal Rumble now. And I personally feel towards physical media. I've always been a physical media fan. I don't believe everything should be online. because you are hurting wrestling fans. Right? You're hurting physical media collectors in this world, not just professional wrestling. Because when people... I bet you've probably had this yourself if you're an actual collector. Oh, why do you need that? You can always watch it online. This is people's mentality. This day and age, everything needs to be online, etc. I like holding a physical copy. I like slipping it into my PlayStation 5 to watch a Blu-ray or a DVD. And just that moment to think, oh yeah, you've just say you've been to the event and you want to add it to your collection, that you was there. And now that's not happening. You know? The thing is, with people's ever mentality about saying, oh, you can watch it online, there's no point in getting it. It's a keepsake. Not everything's online yet. You think, I felt like, you look at the WWE Network, I thought when that started, it was a great idea and everything. When you look at the big spectrum of it, since this Endeavor deal, I feel like they are so money-driven, it's unbelievable. Yeah, fair enough. They've already got X-Bat, a billion already, WWE, Endeavor, THQ, UFC, etc. Yeah, we know wrestling's a business, but you are pretty much taking one, maybe not as big as... But it can be as big. If you know what I mean. How many collectors I know around the world. From movies and everything. You just think this. I know it's just a small portion of physical media. CDs. People still collect them. It's like saying they're going to stop. They could easily put it on Spotify or SoundCloud, etc. You know what I mean? Some platform out there. But it frustrates me finding out that physical media are now ceasing to exist. You know? Because, yeah, I know it's 2023, going into 2024. Yes, I know it's the 21st century. But everything is not all powered by the internet as such. Believe it or not, there is people out there that can't afford the internet. Even though these big companies make out their affordable prices. I still, to this day, started with humble beginnings. Right? I'll be honest with you. It's 2023. I class the internet still a luxury item. Even though it's a day-to-day essential thing to have. But what I'm getting at is, with physical media, you know, it's not a thing of the past, but it baffles me. This might encourage more people to bootleg it. And that's just me being honest. I'm not against people that do it. Like I openly admit, I do make sets myself. You know, I record pretty much, I literally record AEW every week, even though I don't get a chance to watch it. You know, I just like having a physical thing in my hand. You know, that sounds so fucking wrong and vulgar. Jesus Christ, I'm gonna get fucking, this is for adults only. But I thought, yeah, fair enough, when the network first came out, I thought this could be the start of the death of physical media. You know? And it sucks to think it. Because with the likes of the WWE Network, now they want Will this improve the WWE Network sales, even though it's doing so well with already the WWE fan base due to the backlogs of everything, including obviously the live events? The thing what I feel like would hurt the WWE Network, me being honest, you pay certain things, you pay for a certain subscription for the back catalog, or if you want to watch it live, you pay this extra. I can see the way it's going, and I'm probably right. But to think that when I look back at the last 10 years of the WWE, I think it's been 10 years now. God, Bennett. It just, I can't get my head around it. I really can't. To them to drop this out of nowhere, you know, there's been so many good releases they've actually done. Like the documentaries, an example. I used to be honest, it's like, I know I've not watched it in a while or anything like that, but you look at the documentaries they've done of certain wrestlers over the years to having physical media towards VHS and everything, you know? It's just, I know we've technically come a long way, but I feel like, it angers me. It really does, because does that mean we have to now, if we want to watch a documentary, we have to watch it on the basically WWE Network? It just seems that way. Even though I've literally been a subscriber of the network since the word go, you know, I changed my settings on my console to basically get it so I could watch it in the UK. You know, back then, I've been a subscriber ever since, you know. I'm a subscriber to AEW. This is the problem where it lies, right? It's not just about the physical media aspect of it. It's the costs. If you ever want to watch something, right? It's bad enough when you think of the movie packages and the sports packages here in the United Kingdom, how much it is. It costs. Per month is ridiculous amount, you know, and people say, oh yeah, we get cheaper pay-per-view events if you book it through obviously the box office provider. The only reason why we get it so cheap is because of the packages, like the sports packages, where the likes of WWE and obviously AEW don't broadcast live as such on the TV platform, but WWE do on TNT Sports. God, it sounds weird. I almost said BT Sports then. So you think that that's how much we pay per month, and then obviously if you watch it through the pay-per-view provider or not, it's up to you. But obviously, if everyone thinks of that mentality, everything that is online now, okay, fair enough. You're paying for the WWE Network. Oh, you want to watch a bit of AEW? Okay, you basically, if you want to watch it live, I mean, you can watch it on Fight TV. That's a subscription service. You know, that's for us in the UK. I don't know how much TNT movies is in the TBS, sorry. Not TNT. I'm thinking with the old provider. Obviously, you've got Collision on there. I don't know if you guys charge in America for those platforms. Bless me. So, that's what I mean. It's like, if you want to watch a movie, like, if they got rid of everything physical media-wise, if you wanted to watch it outright other than just watching it at the cinema, and then when they release it on the movie channels, it's later on, or if you want to pay a little bit extra, you can watch it on the day of release, like the same as physical media. You can, for a little fee, on the box office providers. And if you literally, if everything that people believed, everything was online, you just think, right, other than just the TV packages that you are paying for, the amount of network providers that you want to watch that certain movie on. You know, people subscribe to Netflix, Amazon Prime, name but a few. You think of all these people that are actually paying all the money to all these providers. That's excluded the TV channels, TV licensing here in the United Kingdom, which I hope it does get abolished at some point because it's ridiculous what you're paying for technically BBC rights. That's about it. Well, that's a matter of speaking. But if you know what I mean, guys, it's just that if everyone believed everything was online or that sort of thing, that sort of mentality, you think how much you are going to be paying out per month. It's bad enough, I would say this, for the cost of living here. I get by, don't get me wrong. But when you see people on social media on blast, big time, saying how basically how expensive day-to-day life is now, it's true, because you're going to put water, you're going to pay for, obviously, electric, and food and running a car, etc., etc., etc. You know, but that's what I mean. And it's just, it's weird to think everyone's mentality this day and age, yeah, and even though it's a day-to-day necessity of the internet, I feel, is still a luxury item, like I've already mentioned. So we have got all these subscriptions and all that lot. That's before even paying for electric and all that lot. But that little bit of money that we look to watch back, other than just basically watching it on the WWE Network, that little physical media when it come through the post or etc. like that, I feel like that's going to be missing a lot of people's hearts. Or picking it up from your local entertainment outlet, HMV, etc. You know? But it's sad times, because I know a lot of collectors towards professional wrestling. At least one thing, as far as I've noticed, AEW, I know they released them a bit late, but at least they've got their own physical media. But that's just my opinion, guys. Tell me your thoughts. Please do. But anyway, guys, I'm off. I've got work soon. So I thought I'd give you my thoughts and opinions. Till next time, guys. Stay safe. Catch you guys later.